Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What lies ahead for NIL deals, name, image, and likeness for these college athletes? Well, according to ESPN's Heather Dinich and Yahoo Sports' Ross Dellinger, future name, image, and likeness deals for college athletes could include stipulations requiring participation in bowl games. You don't want to chime in there?
What?
Did you mention that?
It's hard to remember, too, because I said it so long ago. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to go back in my memory and go, was that November? Yeah, I think it was. Maybe they were listening.
Maybe they were. Well, bowl season executive director Nick Carapelli said he recently discussed changing those NIL standards with NCAA President Charlie Baker. So he went on to say, and this is, again, according to the report per Heather Dinich of ESPN, if you sign a contract and receive compensation, you're obligated to perform certain duties. In this case, play 12 regular season games and a bowl game, or a bowl game and the playoff. That is what Carapelli said to Dinich.
I think that this is obviously a conversation that I believe in need to be had. People are getting upset about players holding out of bowl games, the Orange Bowl being a massive one, particularly for people in this town and in the Southeast, as Florida State, you know, barely had a team fielded to go play the Georgia Bulldogs, who it seemed like everybody opted in, or like, let's just go crush them, in which they did. I think that Eric Moses, who is the CEO of the Fiesta Bowl, had a great quote about this. And he said, think about the industry that we're in. We put on live events. You come to see the talent. If the main talent isn't there, let's say you go to see the Stones and Mick Jagger's not playing, are you really seeing the Stones? We want the best talent to be involved in those matchups and those games and those events. That's what people are paying to see. Now,
I don't think he should have used the Rolling Stones, considering, you know, they've had members go in and out, and their famous drummer Charlie Watts is no longer with them.
You get the gist of it.
It's like saying you see Lynyrd Skynyrd, they're a cover band now. But yes, he's right.
Yeah,
he's right.
He's absolutely right. I think there's two reasons why this is starting to pop up, and I hate the reasons why it's starting to pop up, but it's a conversation that has to be had. Number one, you're getting in these guys' pockets when you're talking about Fiesta Bowl CEO. You're getting in their pockets. The other one is, this is on the heels of this expansion where all of a sudden these games are going to always have meaning, right? They're always going to have meaning. When you go to a 12-team playoff, you have the first round that's on the home sites, and then all of a sudden it's games like the Fiesta Bowl are going to have massive amount of meaning. So you don't want people sitting those out either, and you understand what's going on. It just, every part of this, in a world of college football right now where nothing makes sense, this absolutely makes 1,000%
sense. Carapelli also said that the plan would involve universities bringing NIL collectives
have to
in-house?
Well, they've been trying to with some of these collective deals where their school ran. Look, the same reason why the players went from zero power for how many years to basically having all of the power, absolute autonomy over everything. And now it's starting to, because basically the schools, the NCAA, refused to do anything, and then the government, local governments got involved and started making laws, and players had rights that they had all the power, and now it's starting to slowly come back to the middle. This is absolutely fair. If you sign a player, if I'm a company that signs a player to NIL deal, then I expect him to show up in that uniform for every game they play that he's healthy for.
Yeah.
And you can't pick if you start picking and choosing, okay, you don't want to play in certain games, you lose money. Well, sorry, that's how it is everywhere else. Why is it not okay here? So I like that, but now we're getting back to where we overcorrected in one way. Now we're going to overcorrect another way. And that's the problem with reactionary actions. We saw it with the Falcons draft pick. They didn't have a right plan, and now they're overreacting to how bad it turned out for them.
Well, listen, I think this is the right way to go, to bring it in-house and to make this. But the problem that I have with college football right now, the biggest issue I see, is that how many times, and name your school, whatever you're a fan of, Auburn, Bama, Georgia, Tennessee, whatever it is, I guarantee you have a player that left school in December or January, right, at the end of the season, and transferred somewhere else. They were probably being offered a bag of money to leave your program and head somewhere else. And now, during this spring transfer portal, almost every school has this, where the kid has gotten back into the portal, and he's spent 2 or 3 months at wherever school he transferred to, maybe went through spring drills, maybe didn't, probably got some kind of bag of money as a quote-unquote signing bonus, and now he's looking to cash in again. And it's not the kid's fault. The kids are just saying, what? You want to pay me $100K to sign with you right now? Okay, sure. And then they get there and they go for 3 months and they go, well, I got the $100K and I don't like it here. And now what am I going to do? Now you might head somewhere else. So it just, I think that to be able to correct that and to sign these kids to something that says, hey, if we give you this money, you will perform these acts, I think that makes all the sense in the world.
And just a reminder here, the NCAA is currently in deep discussions to settle an ongoing antitrust lawsuit with an agreement that would likely set the framework for how student athletes will receive revenue in the future. That, according to ESPN's Pete Thamel and Dan Murphy, that came out earlier this week. So the plan could potentially involve a collective bargaining agreement, which could require Baker, the NCAA president, and the NCAA to negotiate NIL stipulations like the bowl game requirement.
It's just painful because I don't know how y'all feel, but college football for a long time and for a lot of people that are listening to us right now, it was the A1 sport. And right now,
it's the most pure sport. Right?
Well, I don't.
That's what people would say.
There are some people that probably feel it's the most pure because you did it for, you know, your own gratification, whatever it is, the love of the game. I've tuned it out right now, and that's sad to me. Like I see portal news, and I used to be like, man, big portal news. Like 2 years ago, I'm like, oh, check this out. This kid. Now I'm like, I can't even keep track. Like it's like an FBI investigation to be able to look at some board and have yarn back and forth to where these kids are going and where they're ending up. And it's overwhelming.
It's become a sideshow. And then you've got coaches tweeting and trashing other players and players trashing players that left in the portal. It's all become a side. It's not fun to talk about anymore. Yeah. Because it's just, wait, he went where?
Oh, I'm going to break down Alabama's A-Day game. I don't know if any of these kids will be there in September, but I'm going to break it down and tell you how good they're going to be. Yeah. I don't know.
It's not fun anymore. I say they because I don't know who they are, because they is everybody. The greed of the universities and the NCAA and the TV deals has ruined it one way. The local government's getting in and just saying, well, this is what we're going to do, and no one being ahead of it has ruined it another way. And it's hard to blame the players. I agree with you, Mike. It's hard to blame the players because they're just taking advantage of what they have. It's the leaders that have ruined it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.